This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. Continental Flight 1559 from Washington to Houston was diverted to nearby Dulles Airport in Northern Virginia Monday morning after apparently ingesting a bird into one of its engines. Virgin Galactic reports landing a contract with the Southwest Research Institute to fly scientists into suborbital space for microgravity, biology, climate, and astronomy research. The San Jose, California Police Department has idled its helicopter in an effort to save $1.4 million a year in expenses. CFI Bob Miller, a frequent contributor to our Aerocasts, has formed a separate division of his flight school specializing in online training. Two new webinar courses start this month. Fleet Aviation says it has become the first provider of a computerized maintenance tracking program, specifically for piston aircraft, with benefits similar to programs previously available only for jets and turboprops. London Oxford Airport reports the licensed length of its runway has increased by 896 feet, or 21%, allowing some small jets to depart with enough fuel on board to connect directly with North America. Data from Gamma shows Embraer picked up market share in the executive jet segment during 2010. Brazil's TAM Airlines is expanding its fleet and buying planes from Airbus and Boeing. TSA is fighting an internet rumor that it is experimenting with technology that could allow collecting and processing DNA at airport checkpoints. And a restaurant near SeaTac Airport in Washington State has placed all TSA employees on a no-eat list, refusing to serve them until treatment of airline passengers by screeners improves. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, with air show season on the doorstep, we'll take a look at the job of air boss with one of the best, Ralph Royce. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.